you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, the last day in this new month, in this new year. Wow, Marianne, we're waving goodbye to January after today. What do you think?
Well, I hope that at least everybody else is finally putting 17 on their checks.
Yeah. I've only miswrote it once.
Is that right?
In fact, I think during one of the morning programs, I said 2016 some weeks ago. You know, but always good. Good year.
It happened. Yes.
New start.
Good start.
For those that want to start being monthly givers, this would be the last day to start in January anyway. So consider that as maybe part of the 2020 challenge, $20 a month for the upcoming 20 months. As we last year celebrated our 20th year with this radio ministry, now in our 21st year. But it's because of listeners like you, listeners that tune in, that support us on a monthly basis, that our expenses get met each and every month. Miraculously, these 20 plus years.
Mark, that is amazing.
All the bills paid for on time.
That is so good.
Without any share-a-thons. We've never done a share-a-thon, never preempted programming to raise funds, have really, literally raised all the funds before we launched something or before we put like 89.3 on the air. You know, we had the funds for the tower and so forth. So it's been amazing these many years. But we prayed up before our program, like, how are we going to cover these eight topics? Because yesterday, if you were tuned in, you heard Marianne recount a story on crocodiles. If you missed it, I'm telling you, you got to go to our archive programs page, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to it because, gosh, it was fascinating. It was interesting. It was well written.
Thank you.
For those that were kind of drawn into the story, it was like, wow, what? What? I won't say more.
Okay.
You want to listen to that. And then we got to do a tribute to Dan White. And I didn't get to say this. I was thinking of this right after you prayed. That when I mentioned and did a little tribute for Dan White, I appreciated your sensitivity to where you interjected some thoughts about, you know, Mark, I didn't get to meet Dan, but thank you, God, that there's a heaven, there's an afterlife, and you'll get to meet him there. And I thought, wow, I've just never thought about, you know, generally we talk about heaven, and it's the loved ones that we look forward to seeing again or knowing that they're healthy and healed and in a better place. But I've never thought about all the people that I'll get to meet that I never knew that other friends knew, or maybe historical figures or the prophets or the people in the Bible. And so that's pretty good. But I loved your sensitivity to being attentive to Dan, and that's just, I think, part of your character came out. I thought, wow, that was so sweet to say, and that kind of transitioned our conversation a little. So anyways, kudos to you for that. I wanted to say something, but I guess I'll just say it to the thousands of listeners too.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we did pray up before the program. How are we going to address these things? So pick one out, and I'll just jump right into it.
Okay. Wow, I feel on the spot. Okay, Huntley Brown.
Huntley Brown. Well, Huntley Brown is coming to town Sunday, February 19th. So those of you that may have come to our grand opening open house, you might have gotten an upcoming events flyer that listed it as the 26th. Well, Huntley was working off of two different calendars when we booked him. And all this time, we all were on the same page, the 26th.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that too many times because then I'll reinforce the wrong date.
Yeah. Scratch the 26th.
The other day, after printing up 800 of these and, you know, announcing it and talking about it. And so hadn't a listener contacted us and said, I went to Huntley Brown's website and it shows that he's in Champaign on the 19th. We wouldn't have known.
Oh, my
Couldn't you have seen him just showing up and there's no audience? And we're like, what? You're supposed to be next week. But thank you, God, for this listener.
Well,
and we checked the website. Then I said, CJ, get a hold of him. What's going on here?
Every time I hear about one of these big star people making a mistake or their office making a mistake, I feel like, okay, we're all in this together. Because I make mistakes. Yeah. I know I do.
Well, I got practice. I think I wrote out close to 519. See the little sticker here?
I do. And I saw everybody yesterday, Holly and what's that, Jennifer?
Yeah, Jennifer.
Different people.
They were taking those little, their little round. Those little dots, multicolored, you get in a packet like at Staples. I don't know, it was like 480 dots to a pack, and I got a couple packs. And so So it didn't take that long, but I wrote a bunch of 19s, and then they had to dry overnight because, you know, if you do something with ink and you touch it right away, it smears. So anyways,
I've decided,
it was a whole process.
I've decided you're good at fixing anything to save money.
Yeah, that's right.
No printing of the thing over. We'll fix it.
Yeah, that's right. We put like, I don't know, $60 into the printing of so many of these. And Jason was like, you know, if you did this, you did this. And so, yeah. So if you see a little upcoming events and it doesn't have the little colored dot with a 19 saying that Huntley Brown is coming Sunday, February 19th.
Then you got the wrong one.
Yeah, got the wrong one.
19.
And he is known for his inspired and powerful anointed music. He's just a fantastic stage presence. He loves the Lord, and you'll be blessed. All walks of life. He's from the Bahamas. He's joined the Billy Graham Crusades throughout the world, and he's just phenomenal. So you're going to be encouraged and blessed by that concert. You can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you can purchase your tickets online or call in. There's two different ticket ranges, $25, which is the meet and greet, special reception before the concert, and then reserved up close artist circle seating. That's $25, and then $10 open seating when you register in advance and purchase your tickets, and then $15 at the door if there are any available. I would expect to sell this out. It's going to be happening at the Meadowbrook Community Church in West Champaign.
So that just does sell out.
Yeah, Sunday night, February 19th, 7 p.m. concert. Okay, so we can check off, because yesterday we only got a slight mention on the Tootsie Roll Banks, so we kind of got to check that off. But a quick thing on the Tootsie Roll Banks, we're open 10 to 5 here at Lincoln Square, and we want to get this gift in your hands. It's that old-fashioned Tootsie Roll Bank. Anyone that's probably 40 or older grew up aware of these, or maybe got them in your Christmas stockings or a birthday or something. It's like a little bank filled with Tootsie Rolls, and sometimes what ministries will do is enjoy those Tootsie Rolls, and then when you have that little bank, put in some coins and then save up for the station or the ministry or whatever.
I love those Tootsie Roll
Write
banks.
Write us a check or bring it in. I was thinking, wouldn't it be kind of fun to have a campaign? Who can get the most money out of their little bank and donate it to the station? That, you know, because somebody could put dollar bills in there something and say, hey, mine held $167, and we'd have a prize.
Well, that's an interesting figure. Why did you figure?
Just an odd number.
167. Okay. Yes. Somebody's going to do that.
Yeah. So, okay, so check that one off.
Okay, I'm supposed to choose them.
Yeah, what's the next topic?
I think we should stick with concerts.
Okay.
We have Ivan Parker and the Collingsworth, so one by one.
Okay, Ivan Parker, Saturday, June 10th, right here at Lincoln Square. We're excited to share him with you. He'll be joined by the Singing Men of GNN, so we're already rehearsing a few selections. We'll do a few on our own and a few combined with him. Those that attended the last two Ivan Parker concerts at the First Baptist Church of Champaign and Savoy, I think we're thoroughly blessed, but we're going to do it here at Lincoln Square, so it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be the same as the Huntley Brown concert. $25 special reception with Ivan Parker, along with the reserved artist circle seating, and then $10 in advance, and then $15 at the door. So we'll have nice accommodations here at Lincoln Square for an Ivan Parker concert. He's an award-winning performer. I think like 13 or 14 times he's won Artist of the Year.
And he's great.
He's multi-talented, a lot of different selections, and you'll be blessed. So that's Saturday night, June 10th, here at Lincoln Square, 7 p.m. And you can purchase tickets in advance online at greatnewsradio.org.
And we have that date right.
Yes, that one is right. And the other one, the Collingsworth family, I referenced it yesterday, and we've been working all weekend to secure the location and the accommodations. Collingsworth family, I've gone the last 2 years in Danville. Les Schluter has headed up those two concerts, and it's kind of a neat testimony. Maybe I'll have him on to talk about this. But we're trying to find a venue where it could accommodate, you know, a number of people and work out, and we thought maybe Lincoln Square could work. But the Christmas tree is going to be set up around that time.
That huge Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's going to be December 1st, so we thought that would rule out that long hallway. But we measured and planned, and Les came out here on Sunday and looked at some things, and we think it can work utilizing the food court and those two hallways, the east-west hallway and the north-south hallway just outside our door here.
Oh, wow.
And have the staging kind of in the middle facing the food court, so a lot of people could be there, and then those two other hallways. So I think that's been signed signed and sealed, and now we got to deliver on it, and we'll have more to say, but that's all the way in December, December 1st. It's a Friday night, and I think it's going to be also a 7 p.m. concert. So
if that big tree is up and other decorations and that singing, that's going to be a lovely
it's
evening.
It's going to be an event you do not want to miss.
Whoa, okay.
Another little tribute to Dan White for his deep bass voice.
And walk away or something.
Yeah, just walk away.
Just walk away.
But this time I'll say, just get your tickets.
That's
just
right.
Get
there
your
you go.
Tickets.
That's your walk but here.
GreatNewsRadio.org.
Okay, so let's talk about Unit 114.
Oh, I was going to save that for last, but
that's a good one.
No, it's your choice. You picked it.
Okay, all right.
Well, for those of you that came out to our grand opening open house, what a blessing to meet so many of you and hug on you and show what God's been doing through this new center. I mean,
and eat some of Jan Roderick's food.
Oh, Jan Roderick's food.
She's awesome.
You didn't get to come on Saturday, but her gravy and sausage.
Well, I heard about
and
it.
And her chipped beef and sausage. Jim Gunther, who knows food.
Yes,
he was like,
knows.
And he knows, he's from the South, so he knows.
I know food, too. I just wasn't there.
Yeah. It was like not only tasty, but he's like, You got to go into business. You got to start selling this. It was really good.
From him, that's important.
But anyways, back to we utilize Unit 114, which is right next to us. Some of you have heard this. God has led us to Unit 112 here. We've remodeled. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's just what we want. It allows us to have a rallying point, people to come together for teachings and talks. We held yesterday a conversational English class. I don't know. We had like 20-something international students in here again.
There's a lot going on.
We had this past Saturday Israel gathering for our upcoming trip. Mm-hmm. And so we had to use both 112 and 114, and
it helps.
We've been utilizing that space next door, as you may have heard, for a nominal fee. They're allowing us to utilize it until the mall gets new tenants in there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lincoln Square.
And so at this point, it's been considered a luxury. I mean, it's great to have. We had all the food in there. The singing men are now meeting in there, and it allowed us to utilize this space for other things, along with the extra storage that we desperately needed.
Yeah.
But it was still kind of initially, and it's only been a few weeks, a luxury. But it's suddenly kind of transitioning into, you know, Lord, we could utilize that space, and it makes things so much more convenient. And with the setup of the Singing Men chairs that take up, when they were here, so much of, you know, a third of this area, and they can't really stack, so you leave them out all week. It's nice to have them over in there, and we've had a couple events where we've used both sides. Mm-hmm. And I like it over there, the food being over there, and this is more professional setting for interviews and gatherings. And so it's a luxury to have. But part of me is saying, Lord, there's that doorway right between our two units. It's one of the very unique and few settings in this mall where two units side by side have a common door.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Oh, yeah. This is very rare. Like, almost none of them have this.
Really?
Yeah. So the door's been open. We've walked through it.
Right. We have.
And so I'm sharing this as a potential prayer request. I think I shared this with you and with Gary Ricketts yesterday during our conversational English class. I'm not one to throw out fleeces to the Lord, you know, like Gideon. Mm-hmm. But it's like, Lord, when will I know whether we should potentially try to acquire that for future use on an ongoing basis where we can lock in a lease agreement? Mm-hmm. So next month, if they find another tenant, then we get knocked out of there and everything has to come back over here. And you and I have talked about this at length because we really prayed it up. Might there be some Great News Radio listeners that would be sustainers of this unique work that God's doing here at the Great News Radio Center? Because we've had, you know, monthly givers for these 20 years, faithful providing, you know, all the advancement of the gospel through what we've done thus far. But this new center is kind of a unique endeavor, if you will, an upgrade for us to be more accessible to the listenership and a place where people can come and pick up yard signs and tote bags and program guides. And we can hold gatherings and so many other different things that we're already utilizing. But would we already necessarily need the additional 1,600 square feet next door? And so I'm not at the point where I absolutely feel we need it, but it would be surely nice to have.
It's getting nicer every day
as
we use it more and more.
And so my thoughts on throwing out the fleece, we've been great stewards of the Lord's resources through you. So I think most all of you that have supported this radio station know that we don't do anything extravagant where we waste the money. We're very deliberate. We pray it over. But it would be nice to acquire that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the ways that I think the Lord would quite possibly lead to confirm that we are to move forward on it, sorry if this is getting a little complicated, but I was thinking maybe there's 5 or 7 or 10 families or individuals or businesses that would say, you know, I could commit to $100 a month over the next few years. And if that would help jumpstart this new launching of the additional space, that would be maybe a way that the Lord would confirm that he's in it. I think he's in it, but, you know, I don't want to overstate the timing of it. Maybe he says it's not for another year or two. So for some of you that have been here and have seen the great space and how it's been enhanced and utilized for the singing men and some of the other things that we're doing and providing an area where people can go and have food, or if we had, like, a ladies' tea, it'd be hard to hold that here while we're recording or doing programming and having the conversational English class or the wellness walk going on, and, you know, because there's just not that much space. But if we had that additional space, then you could have 2 or 3 different things going on at the same time. And, you know, I've had a request for a few people, could we host this? Could we do this? And so it would be surely nice to have, but I would like it to come from some new donors or some new people that'll say, I'll increase my giving or put me down as one of those 5 or 10 families that could commit to $100 a month. Or maybe there's 20 families for $50 a month. I don't know how the Lord would provide, but it would be an additional expense that I'd like to have our listeners catch the vision, see how God can use that to his glory, and then we'll be really good stewards of utilizing that space and using it in such a way that there are God-honoring events and unique ways of bringing the Christians together and also reaching out to the unchurched.
Yeah. Well, it really would be wonderful to be able to continue, as you said, so many more events and so much more space. But I have come to greatly appreciate something about you. You do not rush ahead of God. I've watched it over and over. You didn't do it with this center. You didn't do it. You just said, wait until we're sure. Wait until God moves. So that's what I see you doing right now. You see the potential. You see how great it could be. But we're just holding on till we see God move.
Yeah. And maybe you're interested in knowing a little more. Come on and visit and see how things are. Oh, yeah, this is still getting adjusted to this new studio.
Still working
on it. Nobody's supposed to know this phone line, so I'm going to have to hang up on them.
Well, it's probably some telemarketer.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, nobody on staff or anything would...
you know, I don't know. Who knows?
You're going to answer on air.
Yeah, no, I hung up on it, so whoever called, they won't get through.
Still working out the kinks.
Yeah, I have to get a silencer on that phone. Anyways, Unit 112 is where we're located right now, and we're utilizing Unit 114. If you walk by in the mall, you'll see signage up celebrating 20-plus years and some great, great news radio literature that's accessible right there on a table in front of the window. So stop by. Maybe you'll catch the vision, or maybe God will work through you to help this vision be realized, and you'll be kind of one of our sustainers of the new Great News Radio Center. So enough said, but we'll be praying that up in the days ahead and would encourage you to help us discern what God is saying and how he's leading and how it can be used. If, in fact, it's his plan, maybe there'll be a tenant tomorrow and the mall will say,
I
know. So I've told people.
I'm just being honest.
Mixed feelings, because we've prayed very deliberately that God would bless this mall and would bless the owner, Jim, and so we want his units to be occupied. But I've said, Lord, but maybe not that unit.
But maybe we could occupy it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's a lot more that could happen if we had space.
So, okay. Well, in our remaining couple minutes.
Oh, no, we got to move on. Oh, you've got the whole Israel group to talk about.
Well,
and the
Israel group,
workshop.
That can be quick.
Okay.
We have 55 people signed up.
All right.
We're looking for just one gal, one sweet lady.
Ooh.
So that everyone has a roommate.
Oh,
so we're looking for one person to join us. We're 27 or so many days out. It's a great group, great itinerary. We'll still even allow you to have the early bird special because, you know, with this many people going, it all just works out. But it's a phenomenal trip. February 22nd to March 3rd, and we're looking for one woman so that everyone has a roommate. So that's all I'll say. We had a great gathering and orientation meeting here this past Saturday, and it's a phenomenal group.
Everybody seems really enthused.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Okay, what else? That's all I'll say about
wellness
that.
Wellness workshops was our last thing. We're probably out of time, but...
Wellness workshops, quickly, we're developing, you and I and Dr. Z and some others, a series of classes, if you will, highlighting various aspects of wellness. You even covering wellness of the mind, if you will, and other presenters that will cover topics on wellness. And so we want to have that all organized and laid out and situated so there won't be any wellnesses. So there won't be any wellness.
Wellnesses, but you can stay well. It's okay. What are you saying? Yeah.
So there won't be any wellness classes this Thursday.
Okay.
But we'll start them up again next Thursday and probably adjust the time. So maybe because of other presenters being a part of things, maybe there'll be a morning session and a late afternoon or early evening session. So we'll talk that all through. But no wellness classes this week, but we'll start it up and we'll have some other resources and handouts and kind of a overview of the upcoming week. So you could say, oh, I'm really interested in the nutritional aspects of wellness by Dr. Jim Painter, or, you know, you're going to be presenting a wellness workshop class one time. Maybe Dr. Paul Steins will talk about, he's a retired dentist on, you know, wellness of the mouth and, you know, other different presenters. So more to say about that in the coming days. But you can sign up online, greatnewsradio.org, just to show there's an interest level. And then we can follow up with how we're going to put it together in the coming weeks.
I know some people really did want more early evening because they work. So hopefully we can manage that.
Well, I think that covers it, right? Was that all of our, that we got the Tootsie Pops, wellness workshops, the Israel trip, Huntley Brown, Ivan Parker.
Collingsworth
family.
Yeah.
Today is the last day to be a part of at least monthly giving, starting with January, Unit 114 next door in the Tootsie Roll Bank. Stop by any time between 10 and 5 p.m. to pick those up. And then we'll launch them on the wellness walk so they can burn off the calories.
I'm feeling a great sense of success that we got through this list.
Woo-hoo. Well, thank you, Marianne, for joining me. And next Tuesday, I think I'll have Dr. Jim Painter and Dr. Zachariah in the studio to share a little more about wellness and then our upcoming wellness workshop classes in the days ahead. So thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.